I can appreciate the disappointment of the local community that the decision here wasn't as they would have wished. But all I can do is assure them that every possible piece of information relevant to the review of the closure of Ballinafold Post Office was handled in the way that it's supposed to have been and as per the protocol that's established in these cases.
Would that consideration include consideration of the submission from the local campaign group?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a feature of these kind of submissions that they do contain a lot of material that's kind of extra to the points that are central to a review. And that's fine, and that's the way these things work. But all the material that's relevant to review was seen by Unpost and considered by Unpost.
So is it your case then that a lot of the material that would have been in that submission may not have been relevant or considered by the independent assessors?
That's often what happens in these cases. I mean, the remit of the independent assessors is very narrow, and they look at the decision taken by Unpost in relation to two main issues, which are population and distance, and that's the decision they based their findings on. And it's quite a natural part of the review process where you receive a lot of material that sometimes is extra to what you might need or require in these cases. But all I can do is assure the people of Ballinafold that the material relevant to this appeal was seen by us.
It does seem that the that submission or the relevant parts of it were considered in a very, very short period of time.
Not at all. I mean, the first appeals for Ballinafold came in several weeks back, so we've been looking at the Ballinafold situation for quite some time. So it's not a case that you look at it all on a particular time or day. As I say, the first appeals for Ballinafold came in some time back. And while the main response, if you like, was received by us on Thursday, we have been looking at the Ballinafold case for quite a number of weeks.